Shrinidhatam.
Shrinidhatam.
Those who have developed the urge to hear the message of.
Those who have developed the urge to hear the message of.
Oni koji su razvili želju za slušanjem poruke.
Oni koji su razvili želju za slušanjem poruke.
Shrinidhatam.
Shrinidhatam.
His own words.
His own words.
Njegove vlastite reči.
Njegove vlastite reči.
Krishna,
Krishna,
what does that mean? The personality of God.
Personality of God.
Božanska osoba.
Punya,
punya,
virtues.
Virtues.
Shravana,
shravana,
hearing.
Hearing.
Slušanje.
Kirtana,
Kirtana,
chanting,
chanting,
chanting, chanting,
chanting,
within one's heart,
within one's heart,
želja za uživanjem u materiji.
Želja za uživanjem u materiji.
Vidunoti.
Vidunoti.
Cleanses.
Cleanses.
Čisti.
Čisti.
Surit.
Surit.
Benefactor.
Benefactor.
Dobročinite.
Satam.
Satam.
Out of the truthful.
Out of the truthful.
Istinoljubivi.
Translation for what by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, was the Paramatma, the Super Soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear His messages, which are in themselves virtuous and properly heard and chanted.
Shri Krishna, božanska osoba, paramatma, nadduša u srcu svih živih bića i dobročinitelj iskrenoga bhakte, pročišćava od želja za materijalnim uživanjem srce bhakte koji je razvio žarku želju za služenje njegovih poruka, koje su same po sebi besprekorne kada se pravilno slušaju i peru.
Shri Krishna,
Shri Krishna,
the personality of Godhead,
the personality of Godhead,
who is the paramatma,
Supersoul, Supersoul,
in everyone's heart,
in everyone's heart,
and the benefactor of the truthful devotee,
and the benefactor of the truthful devotee,
cleanses his desire for material enjoyment,
cleanses his desire for material enjoyment,
from the heart of the devotee,
from the heart of the devotee,
who has developed the urge to hear his messages,
who has developed the urge to hear his messages,
which are in themselves virtuous.
When properly heard and chanted.
Purport. Messages of the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, are non-different from Him. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it's to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shastaka declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to pure hearing of the Lord.
Poruke božanske osobe Šri Krišne ne razlikuju se od njega samog. Kad god slušamo o Bogu i slavimo ga, ne čineći uvrede, Treba da znamo da je Šri Krišna prisutan u obliku transcendentalnog zvuka, koji je isto tako moćan kao i sam Gospod. Šri Čajtanja Mahaprabhu u svojoj Šikšaštaki jasno izjavljuje da gospodinova sveta ime posjeduje sve gospodine moći i da je on svoja nebrojena imena odario isto moći. Nema strogo određenog vremena, već svako može pevati sveto ime sa pažnjom i poštovanjem kad god mu odgovara. Gospodin je toliko ljubazan prema nama da se može osobno pojaviti pred nama u obliku transcendentalnog zvuka, ali nažalost mi nemamo ukus za slušanje i slavljenje gospodinovih imena i dela. Već smo govorili o razvijanju ukusa za slušanje i pevanje svetog zvuka koji se razvija kada služimo gospodinovog čistog bhakti.
The Lord is reciprocally responding to his devotees. When he sees the devotees completely sincere, getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord, and thus has become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects.
Gospodin uzvraća svojim baktama s razmerno njihovim predanosti. Kad vidi da ga bakta potpuno iskreno i čisto želi služiti, da čezme da sluša o njemu, gospodin ga unutar srca vodi tako da mu se bakta može lako vratiti. Gospodin više od nas samih želi da se mi vratimo u njegovo carstvo. Većina se nas ne želi vratiti, ali svakome ko to želi, Šri Krišna pomaže na svaki način.
One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly clear of all sins. Until sins are products of our desires, the Lord of material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many sowers in the devotional life fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. For one is helped by the Lord Himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord.
Niko ne može ući u Božje carstvo ako se nije potpuno pročistio od svih greha. Materijalni su gresi proizvod naših želja da gospodarimo materijalnom prirodom. Vrlo je teško osloboditi se takvih želja. Žene i bogatstvo predstavljaju teške probleme za baktu koji napreduju na putu preko Boga. Mnogi su pobornici predanog služenja pali kao njihove žrtve i tako se udaljili od puta oslobođenja. Međutim, kada nekome pomaže sam gospodin, zahvaljujući njegovoj božanskoj milosti, čitav proces postaje veoma lak.
To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the Lord is the Lord, rapidly he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee is sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances. And gradually all the serving elements are eliminated from his mind.
Nije začuđujuće da u dodiru sa ženama i bogatstvom bakta postane uznemiren, jer čovjek se druži s njima od davnina, gotovo od pamtive, pa je potrebno vreme da bi se oslobodio sa strane prirode. Međutim, ako je zaokupljen slušanjem gospodinovih slava, postepeno spoznaje svoj pravi položaj. Božjom milošću, takav bakta dobija dovoljno snage za odbranu od stanja uznemirenosti i postepeno svi uznemirujući elementi bivaju uklonjeni iz njegovog uma.
Trinvatam svakata Krishna, punyamsharam kirtana, vrityan tattva vrityanami, vrityanodhi sarisadam. Sri Krishna, Personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, my super soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages. intended.
Shri Krishna, božanska osoba, paramatma, nad dušom, srcu svih živih bića i dobročinitelj iskrene bhakte, pročišćava od želje za materijalnim uživanjem srce bhakte koji je razvio žalku želju za slušanje njegovih poruka, koje su same po sebi besprekorne kada se pravilno slušaju i
Na malo lični obiraje Krishna predstavlja Budaje, ima da je Bhakti Vrata Svami Kadame. Namaste, Sarasvati Deva, Lord of Mind, Krishnaye, Nirvishesha, Shunivada, Adasarja, Adishwaya. Here's another step on the path of progress, devotional service.
Evo još jednog koraka na putu napretka u predanom služenju.
For in the previous verse, Krishna is defining the goal. Or at least a major step towards the goal. Kataruchi. An actual taste for chanting the holy name. Sometimes when we first come to the Hare Krishna movement, Krishna gives us some special mercy. After all, unless Krishna gives us some mercy, how will we know what the difference between matter and spirit is? Unless Krishna reveals himself in his holy name, how will we know what spiritual means?
Ako se Krishna ne razotkrije u obliku svog svetog imena, kako bismo znali što je to duhovno?
But ultimately, although Krishna may give us so much mercy, but we have to become qualified.
Međutim, iako nam Krishna daje toliko milosti, mi moramo postati kvalifikovani.
Prabhupada used to say, first deserve, and then desire.
Prabhupada je obično govorio, prvo zasluži, pa onda zaželi.
So how to become qualified when we're not qualified? One time one devotee wrote to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, can I demand to see Krishna? Krishna, come immediately.
Krishna, dođi odmah.
I've done so much service today for you. You must come and reciprocate. So Prabhupada said, how can I demand to see Krishna? So I'm going to be here, descriptions, people claiming that they called for Krishna to come and dance before them. And at once, Srimati Radharani and Krishna came and did a little bardanat. So this is not Krishna's position. Prabhupada said, how can I demand to see Krishna? If I examine my qualifications to see Krishna, I'll find out I have no qualifications.
Ako pregledam svoje kvalifikacije da vidim Krishnu, otkrit ću da ja zapravo te kvalifikacije ili nemam.
All I have is this qualification.
Sve što ja imam su ove kvalifikacije.
But my spiritual master, he's dragging me home.
Ali moj duhovni učitelj me vuče kući.
In other words, we have to become willing to become dragged back to the spiritual kingdom.
Drugim rečima, moramo biti puni želje da budemo odvučeni u duhovno kraljevstvo.
In the sense that there's so many desires within our minds. When we came to this material world, in this incarnation, we came fully equipped with all kinds of plans and ambitions. It was all there in our heart, just waiting to be unfolded.
I to je sve čekalo u našem srcu, samo da se razotkrije.
And then sometimes these desires they manifest.
I onda ponekad se te želje manifestuju.
I was surprised. How can such a pure soul as me have such an impure desire?
I onda su iznenadili kako tako čista duša mogu da imaju tako nečiste želje.
In any case, it's my desire I must fulfill.
Ali u svakom slučaju, to je moja želja, ja moram da je ispunim.
What can repression accomplish?
A šta ću postići ako potiskujem?
So first of all, we have to understand that these are not our desires. They're desires that arise from our past activities and past desires. Desire is a subtle form of conditioning to the soul. The soul has a capacity to desire.
Duša ima kapacitet da želi.
And the dual nature has what appears to be desires.
A materijalna priroda ima ono što se čini kao da su želje.
The problem comes when we think whatever desire comes in my mind is my desire.
I problem nastaje kada mi pomislimo, svaka želja koja mi se pojavi u umu, to je moja želja.
But actually it's not our desire, it simply arises within our mind.
To jednostavno nisu naše želje, one se samo rađaju u našoj
umu. But Krishna says we have to do something.
Krishna kaže da nešto moramo raditi.
And what is our objective?
I šta je naš cilj?
Everyone has the same objective.
Svako ima isti cilj.
We only have three objectives in life.
A mi imamo samo tri cilja u životu.
Everyone wants to learn
svako želi da nauči
how to become as happy as possible.
Kako da postaneš što je srećniji moguće.
For as long as possible.
Što je duže moguće.
And therefore, when some desire arises, we have a choice.
Iako kada se javi neka želja, mi imamo isti.
Do nothing.
Da ne uradimo ništa.
And remain, and or think, well, if I follow that desire, at least I'll accomplish something.
Ili da pomislimo, pa ako bar tu želju slijedim, možda ću bar nešto ispuniti.
It may not be the highest pleasure.
Možda nije neko najviše zadovoljstvo.
But it'll give me some happiness, at least temporarily.
Ali da će mi nešto malo, bar privremeno sreće.
So better to get a little happiness than no happiness whatsoever.
I onda bolje dobiti neko nešto malo sreće nego nikako uopšte.
So in the material world, people have no choice. They have to do something.
Materijalnom svetu ljudi nemaju izbora, oni moraju nešto da rade.
If only to drag themselves to the bed and go to sleep.
I da se na kraju odvuku u krevet i onda spavaju.
Therefore, it is explained that Ramande Bhagavan Kon, Ramande Brahmante Kon, Bhagavan Ji, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, Bhakti Lakhavi. After wandering everywhere through this whole universe, or different universes since time immemorial, if someone is fortunate, then he comes in contact with a representative of Krishna.
Ako je neko toliko srećan da stupi u kontakt sa predstavnikom Krišna,
and he explains reality to us.
I koji će nam objasniti znanje.
The same reality Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita.
To je ista realnost koju Krishna objašnjava u Bhagavad Gita.
That we are spiritual beings.
Da smo mi duhovna bića.
And right now we're in this very complicated material machine called material body.
I da smo nekako zatočeni u ovoj čitavi komplikovanoj mašini u materijalnom
delu. A perfect virtual reality.
To je savršena virtualna realnost.
No scientist will ever create such a perfect reality as Krishna has.
Nijedan naučnik nikada neće stvoriti takvu virtualnu realnost kao što je Krishna.
Quit with everything, a gross body.
To je sve, telo raste.
Subtle mind.
Ima tu i duša i
conception of life.
Tu su i koncepcije života.
False ego.
Tu je i lažni ego.
Personality.
Tu je i ličnost.
Everything we need to be completely an illusion.
Tu je sve što nam treba da budemo potpuno u iluziji.
And Krishna sends his representative to take us out of illusion.
I Krishna pošalje svoje predstavnike da nas izvuku iz te iluzije.
And the process is actually quite simple.
A proces je zapravo prilično jednostavan.
Hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna. And the most important glories of Krishna is his desire to liberate the souls from the conditioned life. That's his most important pastime. And where is that pastime going on?
A kde se to zábava?
Where that is our pastime.
A to je naše zábava.
That's called the Hare Krishna movement. Then it's more important to find out how to liberate ourselves from conditioned life. By taking shelter of Krishna and entering into his devotional service. And it is to hear about Krishna's pastimes and the internal energy. Because if we hear about Krishna's pastimes and the internal energy without being in the internal energy ourselves, we may mistake those activities for something material.
Jer ako slušamo o Krišnjenim zabavama i njegovim unutrašnjim energijama, bez toga da se mi sami nalazimo unutar te unutrašnje energije, onda možemo malo dobiti neki pogrešno zaključak.
Therefore, Prabhupada mentions chanting the holy name.
Zato Prabhupada spominje trebanje svetih imena.
He doesn't say with attention love, he says with attention and reverence.
I on ne kaže sa pažnjom i ljubavlju, već kaže sa pažnjom i revnošću.
Before we can love Krishna, we have to at least respect him. After all, Krishna is the source of everything. And being the source of everything, if we were actually aware of him, we'd feel a little reverence towards him. So that reverence, adbhuta, that's the basis of ecstasy. Without wonder, it is very difficult to have love for anyone. Wonder. Without that wonder is the basis of appreciation. Unless we appreciate someone, then how can we have a positive relationship with them? Just like the beginning of romances. A man is an aura of the lady, how beautiful she is, how nice her activity, her comportment is, her manners are.
Muškarac se divi nekoj dami, onako kako je lepa, kako su joj divne aktivnosti, kako je ona
divna stvar. She's so submissive.
I tako je nekako skrušeno.
She loves me.
Ona mene voli.
And the woman is thinking, here's a powerful man.
A žena pomisli, o, je jednog moćnog čovjeka.
He wants to protect me.
On želi mene da zaštiti.
He wants to serve me.
Hoće da mi služi.
And they treat each other very respectfully. And as soon as they get to know each other a little bit better, and sometimes the relationship is not so sweet anymore. He sees her at night without makeup. And he says, oh, that's what you actually look like. She finds out he's periodically unemployed.
Oh no, they are poverty on his
and he snores at night. And she thinks, so that's what you're actually like. You want me to get a job. So the wonder, the appreciation may diminish. And along with that, the relationship diminishes also. Therefore, in the Vedic culture, there was etiquette. Even in married life. So that kept the relationship alive, if not growing.
I onda je to ono što je održavalo odnos živim, ako ne čak i pomagalo mu da raste.
And especially living in a joint family, the man didn't get the idea that I am the lord of this entire house.
I onda tačno kada živi u nekoj velikoj porodici, muškarac dobije ženu, neku ideju, ma ja sam gospodar ove velike kuće.
Everything is under my command.
Sve je pod mojom komandom.
Because we're elderly members of the family, we're controlling the family.
Zato što stariji članovi porodice smatraju da su na kontroli
porodice. And they were always checking on the younger members that their family relationships were going on properly.
I uvek proveravaju ostale članove svoje porodice koji možda se ponašaju pravilno.
That doesn't exist right now in present society.
Ovo ne postoji sada u ovom društvu.
They call it the nuclear family. Man and wife, and maybe some children. So a nuclear family means it's just about to explode. But here it mentions our salvation. And the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, he says a lot of things. Doshan, actually, that's not enough. I'll have to start from the beginning, sorry. Amadi Bhavadadi Bhavadin Se Chandya Arjava, Acharya Vasanam Socham, Sirya Matam Vinigraha, Indriyarte Shivayaragyam, Anahankara Evacha. Janamurti jura vyadi dukha dosha nudarshanam asakti anadishvanga putra dara brihadishu.
So this
asakti anadishvanga, detachment from wife, children, home, and the rest. So this detachment doesn't mean, here's my wife. That she's coming to hug me. Get away from me. I'm a devotee. Don't touch me. Or the wife says, oh, my husband, who cares about him anymore? He's a bum. He's a bum. No, detachment means material detachment. Generally, the conditioned soul looks at everyone in the eyes of material exploitation. Everything they look at. Mani Darko once said, when he's distributing books in Germany, he'd hand them the book, the people the book. And people, they look for books, some people. They think, well, this book is it strawberry or vanilla? Does it taste like strawberry or vanilla? Because they look at the cover and think, well, here's a black cover, maybe it tastes like chocolate. Here's an orange cover, maybe it tastes like maybe some reddish color orange, maybe it tastes like a strawberry. Because to them everything is you, it is how we're going to exploit it. Veda culture is meant to gradually diminish this exploitation. First of all, to see everyone's property, well, let's start with you. Every lady except for one's wife be just like one's mother.
Svaka dama žena, osim tvoje žene,
who's been trained like that?
Ko je tako treniran?
For every man except for one's husband to be just like one's son.
Ili da je svaki muškarac osim muža ženi kao sin.
Generally speaking, we've been trained up at least mentally, to have a romance every time we look at anyone.
Mi smo istrenirani zapravo da svaki puta kada nekoga pogledamo imamo romans.
So every time we see someone, oh, what would it be like if we were on lover's lane?
Tako kad god nam oči padnu na nekoga, mi razmišljamo jao kako bi bilo da smo mi nekoj vezi.
And most people think, oh, this is very nice. I have a limited internal enjoyment, external enjoyment, but internally I can enjoy a limited. Therefore, the biggest industry, practically next to the arms industry, is the pornography industry. America, I read a statistic, produces 90% of the pornography in the world. Mahajano Yena Kata Sipanja. They're the leaders in everything. So this is simply having a romance with every practice mentally. What does Spiegel seeing ladies as the mother? Even sometimes there are moments the ladies become disturbed. Why is he calling me mother? But as we heard the other day, mother is a very respectful term. Well, maybe the difference is in the Vedic culture, people love their mothers. And the mothers, they love their children. So there was a very nice relationship between one's mother and oneself. And mothers were respected. And without that basic relationship between ourselves and our mother, then the mother teaches us to respect the father. And she tells us who our father is. One time I was sitting there with Srila Prabhupada when he was talking to one guest in particular. He was an Indian gentleman who had helped open the temple in Buffalo, or at least encouraged the devotees to come there. But he was a staunch impersonalist. So Prabhupada, he tried to explain to him how he can accept Krishna as God. So Prabhupada said, the Vedas are just like the mother. And the mother tells you who the father is. So the Vedas say Krishna is God. He's your father. So therefore we should accept the Vedas and accept Krishna as the father. So Dr. Lal said, I can understand. It's too complicated. So Prabhupada, he said, you have to try to understand. The Vedas are like the mother.
And
they tell us Krishna is the Supreme Father. Oh, it's too complicated, I think. Try to understand, Prabhupada said. The Vedas are like the mother. And they tell us who our father is. They tell us Krishna is the Supreme Father. Oh, too difficult.
The
person said, all right, can we Please bring some kvijas i rangizbel. Please bring some prasadam.
Dobro, molim vas donesite pozvonio, donesite malo prasadam.
So we can't respect the mother, and we don't appreciate a knowledge of who the father is. What about all the other relationships we have?
Ako ne poštujemo svoje majke i nemamo to pravilno znanje ko nam je otac, pa šta je sa svim ostalim odnosima?
If we don't look at the lady, men don't look at the ladies to be like one's mother, then how are they looking at them?
Ako muškarci ne gledaju žene kao da su njihove majke, pa kako ih onda gledaju?
And if the ladies don't look at the men to be just like one's son, then how are they looking at them?
A ako dame ne gledaju muškarci kao da su njihove sinovi, pa kako ih onda one gledaju?
So this is the beginning of not having the attitude of exploitation.
I to je početak neimanja tog stava eksploatacije.
Then, positively, of course, we can see, try to see them as Krishna servants. That's more positive. But for one who can't accept the positive, better to have at least a neutral attitude. Or at least a positive from the point of view, materialistic point of view. And to see everyone else's property like garbage in the street. Garbage in the street. Because in Kali Yuga there is no religion. There's no prospects of liberation. There's only economic development for sense gratification. Let me get as much money as I can, as much resources as possible, enjoy my senses any way I can, as much sex as possible, and when I can't have sex, I just get intoxicated. Stop myself with dead animals or anything else that moves or can't move and give the power to enjoy as much sense gratification as possible. So there's no idea that there's something higher. Nor there's a path to achieving something higher. So the Vedic culture is quite, one sense is quite simple. For a point who's not trained in the Vedic culture, and who's not living in the Vedic culture, who's not living in the Vedic culture. Just like most of us, we don't live in a foreign community. We have to accept the food, whatever is available. With all the vibrations and all the contaminations. Generally, most of us live in atmospheres polluted with desires of sense gratification.
I atmosfera, većina nas tamo gdje živimo, puna je nekih kontaminacija, materijalnih želja.
Billboards advertising all different varieties of sense gratification.
Svuda su billboardi koji reklamiraju sve različite vrste čuvanja želja.
People running around trying to get something for their sense gratification.
I ljudi trče okolo pokušavajući da dobiju nešto za svoje čuvanje želja.
We're not living in a joint family. We don't have so much good association for elders who can advise us in practical things. Therefore, it's such a, well, not so favorable condition or situation. Prabhupada's advice is very simple. That one should sit down morning and evening, chant Hare Krishna. Very inexpensive. You don't have to worry about how much
you've earned this week.
Ne mora došto vrijeme da Bogu za ove nedelje zaradi.
The holy name is quite cheap.
Sveto ime je
prilično jeftino. Well, expensive.
Nije da se novac razumije.
And here is Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita.
Treba slušati Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita.
And worship the deity.
I obožavati božanstvo.
If one does that in the proper attitude,
ako osoba to radi sa pravilnim stavom,
then the result is what one will make progress.
I onda je rezultat da ćemo napraviti neki napredak.
But there has to be a little etiquette.
Ali mora biti i malo etikencije.
The husband can't think of my wife as just my wife.
I muž ne može da misli, moja žena je samo moja žena.
The wife can't simply look at the husband as my husband.
A žena je to da gleda muža samo kao muž.
Or their children as their children.
Ili da djecu gledaju samo kao djecu.
There has to be some vision that these are actually Krishna's servants.
Mora da postoji neka vizija da su to zapravo Krishna's sluge.
And I'm also Krishna's servant.
Ja sam također Krishna's sluge.
Therefore, when my wife is chanting, I'll listen to her.
I zato ako moja žena mantra, ja ću da je slušam.
Now, and when my husband is chanting, I'll listen to them.
I ako moj muž mantra, ja ću njega da slušam.
When my children are chanting, I'll listen to them.
I kada moja deca mantra, ja ću da ih slušam.
Now, this is my wife, she doesn't know anything, why should I listen to her?
A ne samo, a to je moja žena, nema ona pojma, što bih ja slušam.
Or this is my husband, he never listens to me, why should I listen to him?
I ovo je moj muž, on me nikad ne sluša, pa što bi ja njega slušao?
Oh, these are my children, they're, you know, what do they know?
Ili ovo su moje djece, znaš šta oni znaju?
They don't listen to us, why should we listen to them?
Oni ne slušaju nas, što bi smo mi slušali njih?
No one has to listen.
Ne, treba slušati.
And just by listening to anyone, Buddha speaker or our family members chanting, then our relationship with them will grow.
I samo slušanjem svih, što da govorimo neko porodici, naši odnosi će rasti.
If we listen with the right attitude, we feel a transcendental pleasure. Then naturally our appreciation for our husband, our wife, and our children will all grow. Then one will treat each other properly, with a respectful attitude. Then the husband will be inspired to serve the family. And the family members will be inspired to serve each other. Because Vishava Nivartate Nira Rasideina Vishava Nivartate Nira Rasideina Rasa Vardhana so Asya Pramanushvadivardhita. That the divided soul may be restricted from sense objects. Though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste. One becomes fixed in knowledge. So without this hearing and chanting regularly in the family, it will be very difficult to make any progress in spiritual life. Instead, as we all know, the husband will think, I have to follow four ego principles. I vowed 1 month ago to follow them. And it's been 30 days. And it's difficult. Better I should have vowed 3 regular principles. No meat. No fish. And no eggs. But somehow or another I vowed these 4 regular principles. It is very difficult.
Ali nekako sam dao zavet za 4 regulatorne principa i to je sad jako teško.
Because all, when I chant Hare Krishna, all I remember is all what kind of austerity I'm going through.
Jedino čega mogu da se sjetim je kroz kakvu to strogost ja
prolazim. I'm working so hard.
Ja kako teško radim.
Supporting this family.
Izdržavam ovu porodicu.
And the only thing I get from them is problems.
I jedino što mi oni daju su problemi.
And the woman thinks,
a a žena misli.
I vowed to follow according to the principle.
Ja sam dala zavet da ću slediti četiri principa.
But I'm serving my husband.
Ali ja služim mom mužu.
And all he is angry with me all the time.
On je stalno na mene ljut.
Something's wrong in the relationship.
Ovdje nešto nije u redu, god ne znaš.
Yeah, so that's we become Krishna conscious.
Da, ukoliko ne postanemo svjesni Krishne.
Not only we won't make any spiritual progress.
Ne samo da nećemo napraviti taj duhovni napredak.
But our relationships will become materialized.
Već naši odnosi postati materijalni.
And after some time, the man will think, yes, I'm getting all the gratification I want.
I nakon nekog vremena pomislit će, pa da, neka ja se tu.
But the one over there is actually what I wanted.
Ali zapravo ćemo da ne zaboraviti šta smo želeli.
So, let me try this, let me try her, let me try the other one.
Pa ajde da probam ovo, ajde da probam ovo, ajde sad ovo.
Let me become liberated.
Ajde se ja oslobodim.
A free soul.
Slobodna duša.
So therefore the relationship doesn't last very long.
Ali takvi odnosi to ne pružaju odgovor.
We can see even amongst the devotees, sometimes you ask the children, who is your father and who is your mother?
Vidimo neke bakte i ponekad pitamo djecu, ko ti je majka, ko ti je otac?
The child said, it's hard to keep track.
A dete kaže, teško je to ispratiti.
I can't remember so many names.
Ne mogu se ni sjetiti toliko je to ime.
Therefore, the higher taste you have to achieve.
Zato moramo dostići viši ukus.
And that's possible by hearing and chanting in the association of devotees.
A to je moguće slušanje i gledanje u društvu vaš.
With attention and reverence.
Sa pažnjom i divljenjem.
Then one will get the strength to overcome these insignificant material desires.
Onda možemo dobiti snagu da prevaziđemo te materijalne želje.
Krishna says, Devam Bhude Pramudva Samsta Vyatmanam Atmana Vihi Shatru Mahabaho Kamarupam Dharasada. Thus knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material intelligence, mind, and senses, one should control the lower self or the higher. Kada bi osoba postala transcendental
svojim materijalnim čujem, mora da nam
bude prvo nižim stanjem. And that's by spiritual strength, conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust.
I onda duhovnim snagom može osvojiti tog teškog prijatelja poznatog kao Božje.
So even if mechanically we follow the process.
Čak i ako sledimo proces mehanički.
When we chant Hare Krishna, at least to some extent Krishna will be there.
Kada pevamo Hare Krishna, Krishna će biti tu bar do nekog stepena.
And even if we're wanting, just like if one is in the ocean, material misery.
Baš kao ako se neko nalazi u okeanu materijalne.
One is sure to suffer.
Sigurno će patiti.
But even if you go one inch above the ocean, you won't suffer anymore.
Ali ako se uzdigne samo jedan santimetar iznad okeana, neće toliko patiti.
So even if mechanically we follow the process.
Čak i ako mehaničko sledimo proces.
And we try to pay a little attention, chant with a little reverence.
I pokušamo da obratimo malo pažnje, da mantramo sa malo divljenja.
Understand a little bit about how wonderful Krishna is.
I malo bar razumemo koliko je Krishna divan.
Then in such an effort, we're at least a little bit above the ocean material distress.
I da uložimo bar malo napora da smo iznad tog okeana materijalne bede.
And one will be able to tolerate the urges of material senses. And check the force of desire and anger. And try to make progress towards Krishna consciousness. And that way, all our relationships will be elevated.
Na taj način svi naši odnosi će biti uzdignuti.
Even the relationships within the family.
Čak i odnosi unutar porodice.
But if one dives into the ocean of material consciousness,
ali ako osoba zaravi u okean materijalne svesne,
not only will drown in the ocean of miseries,
ne samo da ćemo potoniti i sami udaviti se u tom okeanu,
but we're very likely to bring all our family members down with us.
Da ćemo veoma verovatno povući i sve članove svoje porodice sa nama.
Therefore, each one of us has a responsibility to take seriously the process of hearing and chanting.
Zato svako od nas ima ozbiljnu dužnost da vrlo ozbiljno shvati proces prenošenja.
Sometimes it's always not so important. I can go a few days without hearing about Krishna. Oh, I don't have to chant my rounds every evening. I'll catch up with my rounds in
Dharmasana.
Or maybe Lord Pranina. This is our life, this is a lifesaver. This will, by associating with Krishna in this way, it'll give us the intelligence and the spiritual strength.
Ako se tako družimo sa Krishna, dobit ćemo inteligenciju i duhovnu snagu.
To follow the principle of the regular principles of freedom.
Da se približimo tim principima slobode.
And therefore get free from our enemies.
I da se oslobodimo svojih neprijatelja.
Sri Vidana Rakasya Dham Varanash Kamatmanaha Kamala Lobas Kama Krodatala Vas President Ekam Priyan Kriya. There are three gates to hell. Lust, anger, and greed. Every sane person should try to become free from these three. Because they lead to the degradation of the self. Or as the Prabhupada said, one problem with members of the Hare Krishna movement is they're not sufficiently afraid of Maya. So that is Maya. Although we're in a society that advertises, come and enjoy, come and enjoy, come and enjoy. But we should know, just like the fishermen. Fishermen. The fisherman, he goes with his rod, his reel, his bait, his hook. And throws the line into the water with the hook. And all the fish are knocking each other out of the way, trying to get the bait. The big natural fish knocks the other fish out of the way.
Oh,
got it. And then, whoop, the fishman yanks up the hook. And the big natural fish is, he's reeled up. The fisherman takes him in his hand and cuts him open. Takes out all his insides, throws him on the frying pan, and he's fried. So he's thinking, now, before he's thinking, now I'm going to enjoy, now I'm going to enjoy. But ultimately he just wind up fried. So we should remember that. We should take shelter of the holy name. Take shelter of the glories of Krishna. Have a happy, peaceful family life or Brahman for any life. And go back to Godhead. With the family members included. Take a vacation in the spiritual world. So, thank you. Paul, any questions?
Yeah.
No, they can hear that.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the next class. My question is related to the point that you said that here in this material world there is a pastime of Krishna, of Jaitanya Mahaprabhu, of liberating of conditional souls. So, does it mean that all the souls which are in material world, they came here to participate in this big, long-lasting pastime of Krishna?
Yes.
ti dok sam dali, budući da post, da je Mahara žekao da je ovdje sad je samo materijalno svijetu jedan zavod koja se odbija da je oslobađanje uvjetovanih duša, da li to znači da smo mi sišli iz materijalnog, iz duhovnog materijalnog svijetu kako bismo sudjelovali u toj dugotrajanoj Krišna zavod?
Yes, we're all avatars. We're the Buddha avatars. We're the fool avatars. We've come here to have foolish pastimes. Because in the spiritual world, we may have seen Shrimati Radharani serving Krishna so nicely. So one may think, if only if I was Radharani, how nicely I could serve Krishna. Or we may see Krishna having his pastime. And we think, well, if I was actually in Krishna's place, how I would perform his pastime.
I pomislili je da sam ja, u toj zadavi kako bi tek ja to sve načinio.
Because that tendency is there, because we're qualitatively equal to Krishna.
Postoji ta tendencija, jer smo mi kvalitativno jednaki
Krishna. So it is said that the living entity has full knowledge, well, is full of knowledge.
Rečeno je da je živo biće puno znanja.
But that doesn't mean we know everything. We're always very small. Our knowledge is always limited. Krishna remembers everything. We remember very little. Therefore, we thought, well, what would be like? We had this idea. What it would be like to be there in Krishna's, to be in some kind of pastime like Krishna has had. And therefore we're here now. It may not be that every soul had that idea. Maybe there are some souls who came from Tukasa. But there's variety. It's not all one. There's endless possibility. Just like when Krishna has his pastimes. In the material world. Some of the deepest souls, they come, they're nitya siddhas. Some of the sadhana siddhas. Some different liberated souls or nearly liberated souls come to join with Krishna.
I te oslobođene duše ili skoro oslobođene duše dođe da se pridruže.
In any case, right now we're here in the material world.
U svakom slučaju, evo nas ovdje u materijalnom svijetu.
And these pastimes are not very nice.
I ove zabave nisu jako lijepe.
Even Krishna says, Ugra Rupam. Even Krishna says, this is my horrible form.
Čak i Krishna kaže, ovo je moja Ugra Rupa, moj strašan oblik.
Of course, some people like horror movies.
Just
like you're walking by a movie.
Kao da hodate kroz film.
And it says Dracula meets Frankenstein.
I tamo piše Dracula protiv Frankenstein.
And your friend says, oh, that was a horrible movie. I was so frightened I couldn't believe it.
I vaš prijatelj kaže, ja to strašno, toliko sam se uplašio da ne vjerujem.
Don't go and see it.
Ne vidite što da gledaš.
So we think, wow, I like horror movies.
Let
me go and go and see it. So Krishna kept on advertising, don't come to the material world, it's my Uga Rupam. It's a horrible form, it's a horrible existence. And we're thinking, well, I haven't seen that pastime. I wonder what it's like. I'll just take a little peek. Just like it mentions here, even great stalwart personalities, they sometimes fall into material existence. Vishwamitra Muni was executing austerities for 60,000 years.
Vishwamitra Muni had chinned astrologers for 60,000 years.
And Indra became afraid.
Indra se uplašio.
Maybe this man wants my post.
Možda taj čovjek hoće moj položaj.
So Indra has his powerful weapon.
Indra je onda izvadio svoje moćno oružje.
Some of Sara. So he sent Menana. So Vishwamitra Muni was sitting there with his eyes closed. Meditating. And then he heard these ankle bells. And he thought, no. 60,000 years is too much. I'm not going to lose 60,000 years worth of effort. So his mind said, oh, just take a look. It's not going to bother you. Then you can close your eyes again. Just see what you're giving up so you become even more renounced. Don't worry about it. You're a very advanced soul. Otherwise, how can you be sitting here for 60,000 years? Just get a little, just take a peek. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I'll protect you. So he opened his eyes, and the rest was history. So 120 years later, he thought, what happened? This is ridiculous. I'm going back to my meditation. So another 60,000 years went by. Indra thought, oh no, not again. So he said to one of the apsaras, go. And he said, not no way. That's dangerous. It's dangerous. So Indra said, don't worry, I'll buy you insurance. So again, 60,000 years later, Vishwamitra was listening to the ankle bells again. And he goes, he's back. I just lost 60,000 years before. This will be 120,000 years I've lost. That rascal. I'm going to get even with her. And he opened his eyes. And fire emanated from his eyes. And she was burned with ashes. Luckily, it wasn't the end of the story. Another 60, he went back to his meditation. And 160,000 years later, Rama came. He gave him second initiation. So it only takes a moment. And everything can be, well, it's difficult, but everything can be lost even in a moment if we're not careful. But still, it is like Vishwamitra Muni. One can go back with determination and try to follow the process. Just like a child, if they're walking, they fall down. But the parents, they encourage them, get up again. Not, you rascal child, this is the third time you fell down. You could be our child. People in our family don't fall down so often. Stand up, you rascal. Or else we're kicking you out of the house. No, even the child falls down, they encourage him, get up. And sometimes he'll get up. He'll be able to walk. And then one day he'll dance in ecstasy. So this material existence as such.
Tako je materijalno postojanje.
Even there's some difficulty, we get up.
Čak i kada ima nekih teškoća,
follow the process.
I sledimo
process. And one day we'll become fixed in it.
I jednoga dana
postojanje. Due to the higher days.
I razvit ćemo taj viši.
And then with Guru Nati Vichalite, no longer will we be disturbed by this superficial materialistic consciousness.
I neće nas više uznemiravati ta površna materijalna svijest.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, hvala za lekciju.
Thank you for the lecture.
Odgovorio sam na puno mojih pitanja, samo imam jednu dilemu. Vidim u našem pokretu da ima jako puno razloga, čak više nego u materialističkom grupu. Šta misliš, šta je uzrok?
He thanks you for the lecture. You have given him already a lot of answers. But still he wants to ask one. We can see in our movement that there are a lot of divorces, cases of divorce. So, Shai Uzrat Daniel, what is the reason for that? And there are even more divorce cases than in the material world. What is the reason? The cause.
I can only, I'm sure there's more than one reason.
Siguran sam da postoji više od jednog uzroka.
But generally I'd imagine is that just like when you have chewing gum.
Ali siguran sam da je to ovako, baš kao kada žvaćemo kafeću.
At first there's some sugar in the chewing gum.
I prvo ima nešto malo šećera u toj žvaci.
So when you chew the chewing gum,
i žvaćete,
after some time the sweetness goes out.
I posle nekog vremena nestaje ta slatkoća.
So naturally the reaction is you spit the chewing gum out.
I prirodna reakcija
je da je ispljuti. So, if we look at each other as potential chewing gum,
i ako jedni drugi gledamo kao potencijalne žvakeće gume,
and then we get into a relationship and we chew each other for some time,
i onda skupimo u odnosi žvačeva se među zubrenu
vrenu, then actually there's some sweetness at the beginning.
Onda će sigurno biti neke slatkoće u početku.
But after some time we'll want to spit each other out.
Ali posle nekog vremena želit ćemo jedni drugi da ispljuti.
So that may be one major reason.
To može biti jedan glavni razlog.
So we have to change our consciousness.
Zato treba da promenimo naše svijest.
From seeing each other as chewing gum to seeing each other as devotees.
Da ne gledamo jedni drugi kao žvakaće gume, već kao bak.
That's why we have Bhagavatam
class. Zato je tu Bhagavatam class.
Maybe it's not chewing gum, maybe it's a cupcake or something.
Možda ne ovo je žvakaće gume, može da bude i kolačić.
Or you are my little chewing gum. Maybe it's, you are my little cupcake. Or you are my strawberry vanilla. But the result is the same. You have some other idea?
Zašto materialisti sad ne razvode to po pomiču?
Why aren't materialists getting divorced so often as we? Because they don't get married?
To je glavno pitanje.
She says because they didn't get married.
Yeah. Ona je rekla zato što se oni ne venčavaju.
I doubt whether the materialists have such a good record.
Ja sumnjam da oni imaju tako dobro.
I don't even think they don't even keep track of who they have affairs with.
Oni mi ne vode beleške s kim su sve u vezi.
The only thing that's, you know, a few of their relationships are official.
Zapravo veoma malo odnosa je zvanično.
But I don't think they do too much better than we do.
Ali mislim da ni oni mi ne napreduju bolje od nas.
But as I once said, when you're a devotee,
ali kao što sam rekla, kada si bhakta,
then you develop conscience.
Onda razviješ svesnost.
You develop some contact with the super soul.
I savest, i neki odnos sa nadadušom.
Something the materialists generally don't have very much of.
I to je nešto što materialisti nemaju u obliku.
Therefore they can enjoy sense gratification, for them it's completely normal.
Oni mogu da uživaju u čunom uživanju, za njih je to potpuno normalno.
Just like a tiger when he jumps on a giraffe.
Baš kao kada tigar skoči na žirafu.
He doesn't think, oh, I have these bad habits. I wish I was a vegetarian. This may be someone's mother. But what to do? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Duh ima volju, ali mese jazno i slabo.
He doesn't feel like that.
On se ne osjeća tako.
He comes on a giraffe and cuts its throat and eats it.
On skoči na žirafu, seče grkljan i pojede.
There's no conscience whatsoever.
I nema svesti.
But a devotee, he gets trained up.
Ali bhakta se trenira.
This is not good, this is bad.
I odluči, ovo nije dobro, ovo je loše.
Because he comes in contact with the super soul.
Zato što dolazi u kontakt sa naddušom.
Therefore, when he develops a desire or a determination to gratify his senses,
zato kada razvija želju i tu odlučnost da zadovolji čulo,
the super soul goes beep beep, it's not a good idea.
Nadduša onako piše beep beep, to nije dobra ideja.
And the mind is saying, my God, how can you enjoy it when this person keep on nagging you?
A um pomisli, oh Bože, kako da uživaš kad te stalno tamo neko za noveto?
How to get this person to shut up?
Kako ovu osobu čukaš?
The only way to do it is you gotta get more, take more intoxication than anyone else.
Jedini način je da se intoksicira više nego svi drugi.
You gotta get so much into Maya, he just keeps quiet.
I kad ste tako duboko u Maji, onda čuti.
So sometimes the devotees, when they try to enjoy, they have to try to enjoy much more determination than the karmis do.
Ponekad kada bhakte žele da uživaju, oni moraju da žive sa mnogo većom odlučnošću nego karmis.
Otherwise they find it very difficult to enjoy.
Inače će im biti veoma teško da uživaju.
They keep on feeling guilty.
Stalno će se osjećati krivim.
But that's not pure enjoyment.
Ali to nije čisto uživanje.
I don't think James Bond ever felt guilty.
Mislim da se James Bond nikad nije osjećao krivim.
But nor do I think he ever chanted Hare Krishna.
Mislim da nije ni pevao Hare Krishna nikad.
Nor did he study Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ili da je slušao Bhagavad Gita ili Bhagavad
Gita. Therefore he's a great hero for many materialists.
On je veliki heroj za materialiste.
As the Bhagavatam says,
kao što Bhagavatam kaže.
Those who are like hogs and dogs and camels and asses.
Ti koji su kao svinje i psi i kamile i magarci.
They glorify the bigger hogs, dogs, camels and asses.
Oni slave veće svinje i magarci i pse i
nešto toče. But as soon as we become on the path of devotional service,
ali čim stupimo na stazu predanog služenja,
there are so many impediments to becoming a hog and dog and camel and ass.
Ima toliko puno prepreka za nas da postanemo svinja, magarac, pas.
We have to be very, try very hard to do that.
I zapravo morali bismo pokušati jako puno da to postanemo.
Thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam
ki jai.
Prabhupada ki jai. Om Bhimanandaye.
Om Swami 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 Raja Ketai.